you're in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because chew rhymes with stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, great killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
All righty, Mr. Michael Bailey. Welcome to another edition of Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Are we on there?
Yeah, that's us. That's us doing the yammering right
welcome,
now.
Welcome to the Sip and Chew show. Good
are you?
Sunday morning. I'm Mike.
Mike who?
Sip. I'm Mike Sip.
Mike Sip.
And you're Stu Chew.
It's Stu Chew. And where are we?
We're still at the Greer's St. Louis Marketplace on St. Louis and North Jackson Street right here.
But not in St. Louis.
No, we're not in St. Louis. We're
right,
on
because
St.
no
Louis.
One is trying to murder us.
That's it.
Yeah.
There are no arches here.
Yeah. Which is the only reason to go to St. Louis.
I've flown over it. I've seen it. That's good enough for me.
You saw more than enough.
I saw it from the top. But good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We got a little technical difficulties here, but we're going to try to make it the best we can.
We're going to do the best we can down here.
I don't think we're going to have our live stream going on.
Sorry, folks, for the live streaming.
That's the way technology works.
Yeah, you know? It doesn't. Not when two old geezers are trying to do it, right?
We need a young guy.
We need a millennial, please.
Yeah.
We need us a millennial.
Millennial to aisle 8. What aisle is this one? Aisle 8. Millennial to deli. Anyway,
we're in a dining room.
Oh, dining room.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. But this place, still fabulous. Still fabulous.
Yeah. Busy yesterday. Azalea Trail Run was yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And
did
so
they come down this way?
They didn't run by, but they ran in when they were over because we were doing a free coffee or free beer for anybody wearing their number in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, yeah.
I could have wore my number from 35 years ago and got a free beer.
Wouldn't you do the 1 mile fun run?
It wasn't fun. I guarantee. When I saw these little 6-7 year olds passing me up, all I saw was the back of their feet. I threw in the towel. I threw in my number.
Yeah, but we had a good crowd yesterday. We are amongst the days that compose Mobtown Burger Week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you're aware of this?
I've heard about it, yes.
Okay, well, we're one of, I think, 23 restaurants competing down here in Mobile, downtown Mobile.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you know there were that many restaurants down here? We've never stopped to count.
No, we haven't, but there are a lot of restaurants down here.
Yeah. But we are doing the. In fact, we got the paperwork right here, Michael.
Okay.
It Saturday, October 2nd through Saturday, October 9th is Mobtown Burger Week, and we are doing the Greer's St. Louis Street Blues Burger.
Oh, that's
you know the song.
I like
St. Louis Street Blues. Yeah.
I like the name.
Yeah, we're doing a 1/2 pound chuck blackened, bacon, blue cheese, pepper jack, garlic mayo, and a little Stew's Blue Q, a blueberry barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, on the house-baked Calera roll, which is what we use for hamburger buns down here. And we sold 3-4 dozen yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
People were just lining up, wanting to get them by threes. They'd get them three at a time.
Wow.
Because there were three people in their group.
Okay.
So it added up, you see.
Yeah.
But sold a lot of them yesterday.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, and you know, you can come by. There's QR code in any of the places that are competing.
Yeah.
And you can just scan that QR code. It will take you to a website where you can vote for your favorite. And we're going to go see our buddy Tony Sawyer right down the road at Bob's Downtown Diner afterwards. He's doing a lamb burger.
Oh, that sounds good.
And guess where he got the lamb?
Where?
Greer's St. Louis Street Market.
I mean, how convenient.
Yeah, he called
us up.
2 blocks
away.
He called us up a couple of weeks ago and said, could we get him some of that lamb, ground lamb? And our boys back there in the butcher shop got a whole boneless leg of lamb in and ground it for him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it was ground right here. So,
now, so
we figure no matter whether we win or they win, we win.
You win. So is that something that they can do here for anybody?
If you want 30 pounds like Tony did.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, and give us a call ahead of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like a specialty, as long as it's legal. I mean, you can't bring in your deer in this process.
Yeah, not here. Either,
or in your case, a possum.
We
can't
squirrel. Squirrels.
Man, enough two squirrel to grind squirrel.
There's a lot of cats in this neighborhood.
So an interesting day in college football?
It was an interesting day.
Y'all took care of business quick and easy.
Yeah. Now, I'm a Bama fan, but I'm going to tell you, it kind of gets a little boring. And so I go looking for the close games.
Wasn't boring 2 weeks ago when them Gators was a chomping.
Yeah, that was
a great game.
That was a great game. But
yeah.
I was happy to see Auburn pull it out last night. They did a fantastic job.
And I'm thinking
about. Sorry, David Hubble.
Yeah, I'm thinking back at the end of the game, and I'm thinking, we actually blew them out. Because we missed a field goal we normally make.
Mm-hmm.
We had one block that never happens.
Yeah.
That's 6 points right there. That's an 11-point game.
Yeah.
As opposed to a 5-point game.
But y'all didn't put them on the board.
We didn't put them where?
Those points.
No, we didn't. But, I mean, we easily could have won that by two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Or should have won that by two touchdowns, which is impressive because they were on fire in the first quarter, LSU was.
Yeah.
And did you see any of the tailgating videos? Oh my! We've got to go to an LSU game when neither of our teams are playing, so that we can root for the home team.
I did not, but I did see a friend of mine was on TV, on national TV. They just had to show Greg Gardner from Mobile. He was on there last night. He was on TV
representing the blue and orange or the Tigers.
He was just in the
just standing around.
Auburn. He's a big Auburn fan.
Yeah,
and they just happened to be scanning the camera at the people in the crowd, and they just focused the camera on him. I didn't get to see it live, but I saw it all over Facebook where he was on TV. So why do we need to go to LSU for a tailgating party?
You don't know anything about the thing. Think about it. We would be in Louisiana.
Right.
In the heart of Cajun country.
Yeah.
Do you not think those tailgates are incredible?
Probably the food is out of this world.
That's what I'm talking about, man. They were showing them. They said that, the game's at 8 tonight, so we need to get started on our jambalaya as soon as the sun comes up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, lots of jambalaya. And the big, the big Gene Fox kind of setup with the big cast iron pot over a propane burner.
Yeah.
Making, 15 gallons of jambalaya
I still got my big burner, my big cooker.
Do you? That
we made when I was helping Gene out. I still got mine. I got to put it to use this winter.
Yeah. What, warm the apartment? It would probably work. You could certainly warm your hands on it.
Yeah.
But, an interesting day of college football. Kentucky knocked off Florida by more points than y'all did. Just saying. Of course, y'all were on the road.
Yeah.
But
that was a good game. I enjoyed that game.
Yeah.
They you talking about a crowd that was excited.
LSU, Auburn has had the, you call it fortune or misfortune, to have played at the very first Penn State home game since the quarantine started.
Right.
And then the very first LSU game since the quarantine started.
Right.
The first conference game. So they have seen some crowd noise.
Ooh, yeah.
And because both of them were considered record games. Oh, my gosh. What is coming this way, Michael?
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
Look. Just set it right down there, Corey. And that's my sous chef, Corey J. He's the man. He just brought Michael a St. Louis Street Blues burger.
I'll take a picture and post it on Facebook.
You can take a picture of it. You can use your camera to do it on your phone.
Yeah.
Because you have an iPhone.
That's it.
And it doesn't have the dial on it anymore. You got one of the new ones with the fancy buttons.
Or the 25-foot cord. But let me take a picture of this. Lord of mercy.
Yeah. But, the song St. Louis Street Blues is one of the great ones associated with Louis Armstrong. It's the heart of that New Orleans jazz sound. And we're here on St. Louis Street, so I thought, what better to do a St. Louis Street Blues burger And I can tell you, man, nobody else has a sauce that looks like this. Is that the most interesting sauce you've ever seen on a
that
burger?
That looks like it's, yeah. I don't know, we have a young child here in the room with us. Better not use some of those phrases.
You mean something like a World War II scene you might see? No, because
That looks good.
And on the commercial break, you're going to shove that in your face, aren't you?
I am.
Right inside.
Try to.
Now, don't try it now. If you eat it all, are you still going to be able to go to Bob's?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Because you're a pro.
I am a pro.
You will take anything for our fans.
Folks, don't try this at home. Try it at somebody else's home.
All right, folks, 343-0106 if you want to get in on the conversation, but I doubt we can hear you.
My heart is pining for the south each day. My sweetheart is waiting, cute and fascinating. Well, if I by the Dixie shore, that is why I'm yearning and my thoughts returning to Mobile.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Well, Michael Bailey, he's sitting there taking pictures and typing and hadn't even taken a bite yet of your burger.
I will. I promise you I will.
Oh, I have all the faith in the world in you, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, while we're sitting here
running our mouths,
we need to talk about our sponsors, which is Bob's Downtown Diner.
We're going to go there in a little bit.
Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar.
Tapas,
excuse me. Home of the famous Dave Pimenta cheese.
Yep.
That stuff is off the charts, folks. Also, Hall's, what, have they changed their name?
Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
Yeah.
That's actually the whole name.
I know they're getting a new package.
New logo coming.
Yeah. All that coming.
And we got a whole selection of Hall's Sausage here at Greer's St. Louis Street Market.
Awesome. And also, as we went into break, our call-in line and our text-in line, which we can't see anything right now because we need a millennial to help us set all this stuff
up. Just save it in your phone for next week. We'll be back in the studio then.
Our sponsor of that is Callahan's Irish Social Club.
The Callahan's Irish Social Club.
Is that like the Ohio State? You know, this and the that.
Yeah.
So, you know what this hamburger needs to?
Need some popcorn. Oh, I thought you were going to say potted meat.
Need some popcorn. No, you know what? I bet an egg and a slice of pineapple would ruin it. What?
Yeah.
I know. It's not right and it's not fair.
I can tell you right now, blue cheese and pineapple, not a good pair.
You don't think so?
No, blueberries and blue cheese.
You know, I've learned a long time ago from Filippo Maloney, you never change what a chef puts in front of you. You never season it. You never add anything to it because you're insulting him when you do that. And so, no, I would not do that.
Yeah.
Not in front
but
of
But I bet you wish the blueberry
not
sauce was on the side so you could dunk, right?
I like to dunk.
Yeah.
Or I like to dip, rather.
Yeah. Mm.
Wow. Wow, that's good.
Thank you. Stu's Blue Cute patent.
There you go. No, I'm typing in everything that's on here. That's what I'm doing on Facebook. So,
you can take a picture of that, mm-hmm. and then it will scan it and copy all the words for you.
Oh, really?
On an Android. I don't know about your little dial-up there.
Yeah. Hey, I want to say a shout-out to Bobby Lankford. He owns Bama Bob's Barbecue down on DIP.
Hadn't tried it.
I haven't been there yet either, no. But I intend to. You know, right down the road here, you got Cotton State Barbecue.
Yeah, tried that. Very good. Yeah, we tried that when we were opening up, and we would all take an hour lunch together. We walked down there, and really good.
And
really good.
While we're talking about barbecue, the other day I ate at Smalls again.
Uh-huh.
And,
you got an addiction, don't you?
I'm addicted.
You got a small addiction.
It's a small addiction. I'm going to tell you, that meat was piled at least 2 inches high. Now, I might be getting them in trouble with their bosses. It ain't supposed to be 2 inches high. It's supposed to be
1.97 inches.
But that stuff, it's got the right amount of fat and the right amount of burn-ins in it, but mostly meat. And that thing, I had to squish it just to get it in my mouth.
Squish it?
Squish it to get it in my mouth.
Yeah.
It's a lot of meat, and it's a lot of sandwich, and it's delicious. And if you haven't been there... I'm gonna tell you, folks, it's worth it. Of course, one of my other favorite places is Buster's over in Robertsdale.
Yeah,
that's a terrific Buster's place over there. And they all do it different.
Yeah.
And that's the unique thing about barbecue. They do it different. But we're going to get down to Bob's.
You know, well,
Bama Bob's. I'm sorry.
Well, it has always aggravated me that people will go, well, is there barbecue this? Is Texas better than North Carolina? Is Kansas City better than Memphis? None of them are better than any of the others. Mm-hmm. They're what they are. You don't go into, say, Charlotte and order a pulled pork sandwich and expect it to be like a pulled pork sandwich in Kansas City. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's the way Carolina does it. It's the same thing with gumbo. When someone fixes it for you, they're fixing for you a piece of their heritage, a piece of their upbringing. You don't compare them. You enjoy it for what it is.
Absolutely.
The barbecue chicken at Big Bob Gibson's up in Decatur with the white barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's the best barbecue chicken in the world. But I'm from Alabama. You know, mm-hmm. So I'm going to like the Alabama white barbecue sauce on it. I'm going to like my friend does this barbecue that's world famous. But that doesn't mean it's the best barbecue chicken in the world. It's just, it's the one I prefer.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's it puts a person in an awkward position when you walk in and go, what's the best this? What's the best that? I don't know because I don't have your palate in my mouth.
Well, you know, that's what people ask me about wine.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best wine in the world?
Yeah.
I hear that all the time. What's the best wine in the world?
Probably like a Rothschild,
you know what?
From 25 or
all
something.
All these wine critics and writers and sommeliers, and like Robert Park and all them, that's just somebody's opinion. That's what they like.
Right.
You form your own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Form your own opinion.
And that's why here at Greer's Market, we have a wine steward, Garrett Ogburn, mm-hmm. your buddy, your friend, who is a chef also, so he can help you do the pairing. And he's on vacation
Absolutely.
This week, so
if you
just want to come here and hang out, yeah. They didn't go to Mexico. They went to the new and improved Mexico for their vacation.
Where is that at?
New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico.
new and improved Mexico.
There you go. I get it now.
But what Garrick does, and I've seen you do this with lots of people, well, tell me what you like.
Exactly.
Right. Tell me what you like, and I'll point you towards a wine. And you've helped that with me several times, you know.
I'll
send you a picture of the wine list and
another
go, what I am I getting with this?
Yeah, another thing I do, too, is, are you pairing it with anything?
Right.
What are you pairing it with?
Right. Look at the phone, not me.
And then if I can find out what they normally like and if they're pairing it with food, I can really help them a lot.
Right.
That way.
Right.
And they go, and folks, this gets on my nerves. It gets on everybody's nerves. I had this red wine. And it was really good, and I can't remember the name. You know what? Everybody's got a cell phone.
Right.
And it's got a camera on it. And take two pictures. Take a picture of the label, and then on the back where it says where the importer is.
Right.
Or the winery, take a picture of that
business
part,
too. The business end stuff.
Yeah. And that way I can really help you find where that wine's from.
Right.
And I was amazed. I see it all the time when I'm in the stores or when I'm in a restaurant. People do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I had this wine. It tastes like this. Tastes like that. Mm-hmm. Did you take a picture?
Yeah.
Did you take a picture?
Yeah.
Take a picture.
And I see it.
Take a picture. It lasts longer.
Yeah. And we're in an era where paper menus are going away and should.
Yeah.
We're coming to a point where you shouldn't have to look at a piece of paper to see a menu.
Mm-hmm.
You got the QR codes, but you'll have people walk in and go, can I get a copy of your menu? Yeah, by pulling out your phone and taking a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to kill any trees. We don't need to waste the money of a restaurant that's already fighting to stay alive.
Ooh, you're putting a printer out of business.
That's the plan. That's the plan. Hey, man, Xerox doesn't make Xerox anymore. You know? You got to evolve with the times.
Somebody's got to make those Canon ink cartridges.
Yeah, but people forget they have a camera on their phone most of the time. It is the handiest thing in the world.
I know.
And like I was telling you, And I'm sure iPhone will do it too. I'm not familiar with it enough. But on Android phones, you can take a picture of like that piece of paper, mm-hmm. and then hit a button that says copy all text. Mm-hmm. And then you can paste it right into what you're doing. You don't have to type anything.
Okay.
It's pretty wonderful age that we live in.
I'm getting, next week, I'm getting the new iPhone.
Oh, the iPhone 3, huh?
I'm gonna get the 13, because of the cameras. I want the cameras. Is what I want.
Yeah, the one you're talking about. In fact, I think that's what they did the picture of me that we posted the other day in the kitchen holding the burger.
That's a good picture.
I think that was an iPhone, and then this, this Samsung that I've got has 5 cameras on the back. It shoots 8K video, which I didn't even know existed. I don't know what that means.
Isn't it amazing what the technology can do? You can almost smell and taste the food.
We can smell it right now.
I know that. I'm gonna cut this baby up in a minute.
Oh, are you one of those cut in half a burger people?
Well, I like to take a picture of it from the inside.
Oh, okay.
Show the inside.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
I'll run and go get a knife.
It's just cosmetic, man. That may not even be a real hamburger patty. Oh, you need a knife, man? I got my pocket knife.
No, not that. Oh, okay. You probably cut a squirrel up or a raccoon out with it last night. It was eating your dog food. Your dog's food.
Oh, no. My dogs would eat that. Yeah, I got a real simple method for any kind of wild critters running through the yard. I just let the dogs out, let nature take its course.
Okay.
And so far, nothing to say.
What else going on in the food scene? Anything?
I've been here a lot, but we're starting to see some daylight. We got some people coming on. We're getting some people trained. Mm-hmm. I left last night before dark.
Okay.
And that is not been something I've done often.
So I see all the tables outside here, and I've driven by and I've seen people out here at 5 or 6 or 7, and the Saturday's art walk. Friday's art walk.
Yeah.
Is this place filling up down here? And I know that a lot of people are getting up on the roof.
We didn't the last one.
I don't think everybody knew yet.
Right. We're still new. If we're doing the same plan we were going to implement, mm-hmm. we're going to have a booth up around the Battle House with copies of menus and stuff like that. I don't know. Depends on the weather, too.
Yeah.
We're still a few days off from having an idea of what the weather's going to look like for this art walk. But, St. Louis Street, right, racks up that. Right down the street's our good friends, the Cheese Cottage.
Yeah.
We heard they were on a 45-minute wait for lunch yesterday.
We're going on break. I just got a text. We're going on break. Bumper music. 343-0106 is our Callahan Social Irish Social Club text line.
Our Social Irish Social Club.
I don't know if we
club.
Can hear you. But that's it anyway.
So yeah. Send us a text message. We'll answer it next week.
Yes. Food is a great day, beautiful
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Well, Michael, you have before you now a cut in half St. Louis Street Blues Burger.
Yeah.
And which half is your favorite?
I'm going to start with the left half.
The left half? Yeah. Because you're the creative type.
Yeah. It's like reading or typing. I go from left to right.
Yeah. And just so you know, the pepper jack cheese, it's good old boar's head. And we like to use applewood smoked bacon.
Had a piece of bacon in the way. I had to bite the bacon off first.
Yeah.
In the way.
Somebody's got to, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Look at that.
Big and juicy.
Look how thick that burger is. All right, here we go.
All right, he's going in. Bake that roll right here on site, the Tolero roll, which is just a terrific bun. Made the sauce Friday. Made a small batch last week so we could do some pictures and tweak it and everything. But, you doing okay there, Mike? What do you think about the aroma? I just wanted more of you mumbling with a mouthful of burger.
Burger tastes like it. No, honestly, the blueberry barbecue sauce, boom. Now the heat's coming on. I taste the heat.
The patty a little bit. Mm-hmm. We're using the spicy Slap Yo Mama, which is somewhere between a Cajun seasoning and a blackening seasoning.
Okay.
And I've been really happy with that. We've been doing a lot of fish of the day with it, and I've gotten to play with it. And I said, that's what I'm going to do on the burger here.
Cool.
It's a slappy mama spicy. And Corey, who brought this out, my sous chef, he banged out a wonderful fish of the day on Friday. We had some beautiful yellowfin tuna that we were serving.
Yeah.
And he put together a black sesame seed and Chinese five spice rub that we did. Did a big pan of fried rice.
Yeah.
Pork fried rice. And then some just some simply steamed and then sauteed a little sugar snap peas.
I'm still getting the heat from the blackened and
the pepper jack
tea.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that my ex-wife invented blackened too?
Yes. Every 6 months for the last 9 years.
Yeah, I had to finally start taking over cooking so it wouldn't black. So anyway.
But she didn't use any seasoning.
No. She did it without seasoning. But anyway. Sorry about that.
He didn't identify.
I didn't say which one.
Yeah. Which of the many, many, many ex-wives of the dozen or so ex-wives.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But the blue cheese, for those who don't like blue cheese, just try this.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those situations where you get a pairing between blueberries and blue cheese, and it really creates a simpatico flavor-wise. It's like people who don't like blue cheese dressing, but love it if they can dip a buffalo wing in it. The store director here hates blue cheese dressing except with buffalo wings because the buffalo sauce and the blue cheese come together and it creates a whole new flavor. That's kind of what's going on with the blueberries and the blue cheese.
All right, let me tell you a wine pairing with blue cheese.
Shiraz.
I don't see it anymore in this market, but I used to sell it on top. Verdicchio.
Okay.
Verdicchio, perfect with blue cheese.
Okay.
When you combine the blue cheese or dressing, whatever, with a Verdicchio wine, it's a white wine. It's kind of a golden color. Like a straw color.
Mm-hmm.
It's like caviar.
Huh.
It gives you the flavor and texture, not texture, but the flavor of caviar.
It's the good really stuff, good. not the flavorless stuff we're used to seeing on sushi.
Now look here, Stu. We got people going up on the roof to eat.
Yeah, going into a grocery store and they're going to climb up
on
the roof.
They're going to go up on the roof and
like that's something you do.
And
y'all enjoy.
So. That's cool. You can't do that everywhere down here.
Yeah, well,
you get arrested if you go up on a roof.
Yeah, most of the places you get arrested, you go up on the roof. You know what? You'll be hard pressed to find many other grocery stores where you can go up on the roof.
That's right.
And I know Friday night we had a wedding party in here. Well, the bride and the bridesmaid stopped in and they
oh really
they sat out here. Well, it's our pastry chef, our bakery manager.
Okay.
And they all came in and got the STL burger, which is Lucy crafted that burger. And it is really good, too. It has none of the bells and whistles that you look for, man. It's just a really straightforward, great burger. It's got the same garlic mayo on it that we use on this burger, which is her recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got that same half-pound bun, but it comes with smoked Gouda. And bacon and grilled onions and lettuce on this same Tolera roll. And that is the house burger.
Tolera roll, right?
Tolera.
You pronounce it?
Tolera.
It took me forever to learn how to say...
Tapas?
No.
No, because you still haven't.
Baroche. Baroche. When I learn new words, it takes a while to learn.
What is baroche? Is that
baroche.
A wine?
Baroche bread buns.
Oh, brioche.
Brioche. See, I still haven't got it down.
Because I thought you were talking about, you know, movements of art, and I was going to tell you it's baroque. But, yeah. You know, if it ain't baroque, don't fix it.
Yeah.
I want to just real quick here, because you weren't here last week, you were high school reunion, and I hope everything went well.
Oh, my God, we had a great time.
Hey, man.
I had a great time.
Not everybody gets to celebrate a 75th high school reunion.
That's about 30 more years.
Yeah. Yeah, when you, you say that you went to Davidson High School, but the reality is you went to high school with W.P. Davidson. And, Mike kind of shades his age a little bit. And he looks at, he doesn't look anywhere near 113 years old, do you?
Not yet.
Yeah.
That's because I drink wine.
Yeah, resveratrol is just a wonderful thing. Now, if you could add the walking around to it, like the French housewife's paradox adds to that, you'd be a svelte fella. You're looking at lines right there, Mike. Who's favored by what today?
No, I'm not looking at that. But I am looking up there at Michael McDonald, how he's great old. He's gotten.
Yeah, he's
the Doobie Brothers are getting back together. You think that guy that right there, the second from the left, is dyeing his hair?
I don't know, Mike.
I bet he is.
I don't dye mine.
But anyway, sorry, folks.
Yeah. I ate one place this week.
This is good.
That's a pretty good burger, is it?
I can't eat it all, though, because I got to save room for breakfast.
Yeah, well, I went last week. That's the only place I went to I got to eat out last week is after the show. I walked on down there and had a Bailey's breakfast. I'm surprised you weren't there waiting when I got there. I was like, watch me leave the show and Mike's at Bob's, but you showed up later.
I was still in bed. I'm a grown man, and I can stay out as late as I want to.
Not when you got a radio show the next
morning. Well, special occasion.
It was. We every year you go to this reunion, it means a lot to you. You have a good time. I mean, most people don't enjoy their high school reunion.
We had 570 graduate in our class.
That's a big number.
Big number. We're losing them. Every year we lose somebody.
No kidding.
And it's great to go back and see everybody. But a lot of people say, well, we'll come to the 50th. Well, I just hope we're all here for the 50th. But that's what's important to me. And I enjoyed high school. But because I loved all the chicks. I loved looking at girls.
Because y'all had that farming program at W.P. Davidson where you raised chickens.
Auburn and Mary Montgomery.
We grow azaleas.
So we...
Anyway,
I got a powder blue vintage 70s prom outfit, and I wore that.
Yes, you did.
And I had comments like crazy from young people. I'll be like, man, that's cool. That is so cool.
Yeah.
I said, I'll sell it to you.
Yeah. Well, I wanted
to be cool too.
Yeah. I just wanted to touch on something because you weren't here last week. If you wanted to share any of your thoughts on the passing of our good friend Chef Carl Tilley.
Yeah. I really hated that and I hate to see that.
So did he, I'm sure.
Well, folks, let me tell you what. You start getting 40.
Yeah.
You need to go to the doctor and get checked on everything.
I got a stress test scheduled in November.
Go once a year. Get a stress test. Go to your urologist and get downstairs checked. Yeah. Everything.
Mine has been checked from the inside.
Yeah.
Several times.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like while we're in here, let's take a look around.
Don't fear. I mean, don't just wait till you get COVID or something and find out you got something else. Go once a year,
COVID. That's my best advice. Don't catch COVID.
I wish it was that
so
easy.
If you catch it now, that's on you. I told you the secret to surviving COVID. Don't catch it. And so if you go and catch it, you didn't follow Stu's orders. They had a memorial for Carl Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I was unable to attend, but Janet knows where my heart is.
Mm-hmm. We had a good life. You had a good friendship with Carl.
And several decades.
Yeah, and I'm sure you treasure every moment of that.
Yeah.
Because y'all go way back, and Carl's such a great guy. And I'm just, it's like only the God keeps coming here and taking away the good ones, taking the good ones away.
That make you rethinking your past? Because we're still hanging around. Yeah.
I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, he don't need us yet. Well, he doesn't need me right now because, he just got a really great chef added to the list.
Yeah, yeah.
But our heart goes out to Carl and his family. And because you weren't here last week, I wanted you to say what you want because he filled in for me.
Yeah.
A time or two. He's filled in for you.
Filled in for me.
And just one of the best guys ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's one of the everyone from my college, as soon as the news went out, I mean, you messaged me, Chris Sherrill called me, a couple of other people all messaged me when it was posted.
Yeah.
And through our little alum association, unofficial, we're all just like, that's, you know, that's the one guy we thought would always be there.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a lot younger than us. I mean, for Gerald.
He was 52. Yeah. A year younger than me.
Okay.
And, yeah, he was. He started at Mississippi Gulf Coast my second freshman year.
Okay. You sound like my high school.
I like to say that I think we're fixing to go up against the break. But give us a call on 343-0106. That's the Callahan Cyber Social Club text line.
Yes. Wine for you to drink a wine.
Wine for you to drink a wine. To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All righty, Michael. Final segment of our final show at Greer St. Louis Market.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that blueberry barbecue sauce. Oh, my God.
Mike has a tiny little crumb from his burger, and he's trying to sop up a tablespoon worth of barbecue sauce with it.
That's it. But, hey, we want to thank again our sponsors, Bob's Downtown Diner.
Le Bouchon Wine and Tapas Bar.
Tapas Bar.
Le Bouchon.
Hall's.
Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats, Chickasaw, Alabama, y'all.
And Callahan's Irish Social Club. Thank y'all for helping us. And if you'd like to be a sponsor, it's really cheap.
Yeah, Mike and I are both cheap and easy.
We'd love to talk to you and get you part. Just go to our Facebook page and drop us a message.
Or you can send us an email at sipandchew@mail.com.
That's it.
Mail.com, no bloody G.
M-A-I-L, not M-A-L-E.
Yeah.
I saw a guy pull up on his bicycle a while ago.
That happens all the time.
And he had a basket on the handlebars, and he also had a milk crate on the back.
And you're inspired, aren't you?
And I'm thinking about next time I see a milk crate somewhere. Grab it.
Only we were at a grocery store.
And I'm gonna put a
bungee cord on there.
Put a bungee cord on there so I won't break any of my bread and my eggs and my wine
And most kayaks are designed this way now so that behind the seat you can fit a milk crate.
Okay.
And use it as additional storage. It has bungee straps that are designed to hold it in place. And I took my fishing kayak, my three yachts. My fishing kayak is a camo pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So I took my milk crate and spray painted it three different colors so it's the same camo pattern as the kayak.
Okay.
And so
it camouflaged it.
Yeah, well, to hide it
people
from the fish.
Say, from the yeah, fish. Hide it from fish.
I'll tell you, man, we're in October now. Mike, we're in October.
Yes.
Now, by the way. And I need to do some more fishing. The
you
summertime.
Do. I haven't seen any fishing pictures.
I haven't been fishing in over 2 months.
Yeah.
Now, the summertime, especially freshwater, it gets very hard. You know, the fish go to the deepest part of the lake or the river, and they just kind of hang out. And you know, you got to know where they are and what their feeding drinks, because there'll be an hour or two each day where they're just tearing it up.
Mm-hmm.
But it is hard, especially if you get a lot of rainfall, to figure out when that hour is going to be.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we were opening up here, got to put in a lot of hours. When you're starting a business up, it takes a few more hours than a standard work week.
Yeah.
So I just kind of put it on the shelf. I got another modification to do to the kayak before I put it back in the water. But I'll be snatching some bass out here soon. You need some bass fillets.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah,
that would be great.
I still got the head of a big 3.5-pounder in my freezer.
I saw Jeremiah was feeding his crew at last night at
Southwood Kitchen.
Southwood Kitchen. He was looked like he was feeding them. I couldn't tell if it looked like snapper throat.
Oh, man. That makes me want to go to Sunset Point. And, folks, that's something we want to encourage y'all. We reported live the devastation at Ed's Seafood Shed, a favorite haunt of both of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Love the previous owners. You know we love Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you know, has become an institution on the causeway the last 15 years or so. If you want to help, the best way to help is to go eat at Pete's other restaurants, which is Squid Ink, right down here on Dolphin Street in Lodaw Entertainment District.
Yeah.
The original Panini Pete's in Fairhope.
Exactly.
And I'm just going to throw this little hint out. Pizza. Just throwing it out there. Something's happening with Panini Pete's. Pizza. But, and Sunset Point, of course, is the date night location of Baldwin County, mm-hmm. in my opinion. That's the sunset, the food, and he does the snapper throats. He does there, yeah. Sunset Point, and it's just terrific. It is, and the great thing about the snapper throat is, yeah, there's a bone, one, it's really large, easy to find, and the rest of it is the best part of the fish.
Yeah, yeah. And I have like a snapper throat, see?
Yeah, yeah.
If a fish caught me and was going to cook me, he'd eat my human throat.
You know, I don't have much of a neck. I'm sure you've noticed. It looks like a bowling ball sitting on my shoulders. In football in high school, they put a neck brace on my back, mm-hmm. and I played center. And the first time they put it on there, because I'd had a little neck pain, and put it on there, and my offensive line coach is like, "You see that linebacker make a call? I don't see anything but feet, coach. I can't get my head up."
I know what you mean.
I played one play with a neck brace on, could not look up to see that there was a linebacker standing in front of me, jumped out of the lineup, pulled the neck brace on, and never put one back on.
Hey, I want to shout out congratulations to our buddy Vlad.
Try that last name.
Moldovino?
Moldovano.
Moldovano. They just opened they own the Mediterranean Sandwich Company. They just opened one in Tuscaloosa, Roll Tide Row.
Yeah.
And look at it. They open it, and look how busy they are.
Very, I would imagine.
Wow. Right there. Oh, my God.
And to quote David Rasp, that's fantastic. When do we get Dolphin Street back?
Mm-hmm.
That's all Rasp cared about, being able to walk across the street and get a redneck gyro.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I mean, I ate there last week. That's why. Yeah. I don't know what else.
The Red Rooster is spectacular.
Red Rooster.
It is the shawarma chicken, Kanaka mm-hmm. sausage. I think there's some bacon, all right, cheese.
What's shawarma?
Shawarma is the cooking method that you see when you go in a gyro shop and everything is stacked up.
Okay.
That is a shawarma that is on the meat that's cooked on it is also called shawarma because that's how it's cooked. That also translates into Mexican food in the city of Pueblo, Mexico. Pretty much the only place you find it in Mexico, everywhere in America, is al pastor, which they take pork, pineapple, stack it all the way up the shawarma.
I would like that.
You would absolutely like
that. Can I put a fried egg on it?
I don't know if it would fit, but yeah, do it for breakfast. A little chorizo wouldn't hurt in there too. Make it a breakfast burrito. Pineapple breakfast burrito. But yeah, keep an eye out Roosters, because Frankie Little will do al pastor there. And there's some other places.
Okay, Art Walks Friday.
Right, so you can check for Roosters, check El Pape, but you're probably going to find it at like La Cocina on Airport, Rio. This is getting way West Mobile for you, because you used to be by 65, but we don't see you west of 65 anymore.
I know.
Elitist. But the folks that opened Rio also opened up another restaurant, Via Del Rey, on Schillinger's, where the original Briquettes was.
Okay.
And places like that, there you're going to see the al pastor on the menu there. And any of the real taquerias that are around town.
Right next there is Donkey Market, too.
Right. There. That same shopping
regular
center.
Wine shop.
And Sushi
regular
Nine, which is one of the best sushi restaurants in town.
Really?
Yeah, terrific. And they do some Thai cuisine as well. I don't know if you've explored that yet. No soy sauce. The curry, it's a curry exclusive. I finally tried Pad Thai, and I'm like, I don't get it. I know it's the national dish of Thailand, but the curries are way better.
Mm-hmm.
Pad Thai, to me, was just kind of like, okay, stir fry with noodles. But a lot of people love Pad Thai, and it's got a good deal of lime in it, and peanuts are garnishing the top. And it's a good little dish, but I'm just such a sucker for the curries.
I do love the peanut sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Or I do love a peanut sauce.
Do you hear that ringing?
I hear the bells are ringing down here.
Yeah, at Cathedral Square.
See, this is what I love. One of the things I love about living downtown, I could hear all the
church
bells ringing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It reminds me of my childhood growing up.
All right, folks. We got to go. Provolone, tip your servers, and all that stuff.
Be back in the studio next week. Provolone, folks.